from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
I'm not looking for the feel good. I'm looking for the things that we need to set our focus on in an effort to improve. But I acknowledge there were some things that were better today, certainly.
Were there? I mean, the center and quarterback seemed to be okay. Snap the ball, take the ball, that kind of thing. That was bad in game one. They cleaned that up. Didn't clean up much else. And it's tough to win at any level of football if your offensive line stinks. And in this game, the offensive line stunk. Now, Pro Football Focus ain't exactly the be-all, end-all, and people are leaving that company in droves for whatever reason.
I know, right?
I mean, they are just boop, taking off. Our guy, Spielberger, who we used to have every Tuesday, miss him dearly. Love you. He always listens. Love you, Brad. He left. Got a good opportunity. I saw Palazzolo, who goes on with the PM guys.
Yep.
He's now out.
Somebody else did, too.
Somebody else took off. Yep. They got people leaving in droves. But I'll give you the numbers anyhow, because it helps build my argument. Dan Moore Jr., your starting left tackle, 58.8 grade. That's no good. Isaac Seumalo, 53.7. Zach Frazier, it's not going to read that one. Broderick Jones, 50.5. James Daniels, 46.7. All right, Frazier's was 52.5. So none of those numbers are good. I don't know. And here's why people might have a problem with Pro Football Focus. How could anybody have had a lower grade than Broderick Jones?
Right.
Right? Like, my man got put on skates a couple of times. Like, that's why I can't sit here and say, oh, geez, Russ Wilson stunk. Well, he didn't have any time. And I understand why-ish you've got Dan Moore at left and Broderick Jones at right. Because you're probably not going to have Seumalo healthy enough for game one. And you won games with Dan Moore at left and Broderick Jones at right last year. But Broderick, on locker cleanout day last year, this from Nick Fairbaum, happy he found this. Broderick said, I would say I'm more comfortable on the left just because I've been playing it for so long. I haven't had much repetition at right before this year. Now, he did play there all of last season. That being said, you've got a guy who was a project when you drafted him, who is a natural left tackle, who you are now playing at right tackle, and it does not look like he's improved. He may well even have regressed. So I kind of think they're screwing the pooch with our guy Broderick Jones here, Dorn.
You think that we'll see him at left this game? I do.
I think what you need to do is put him at left, Dan Moore at right. Now, Dan has said the same stuff, and they've said that about Dan Moore.
Yeah, but who cares about Dan Moore? It's about Broderick's development.
Agreed.
Who cares?
Agreed. If you're going to get below-the-line play from Broderick Jones at right tackle, I would rather just get below-the-line play from Dan Moore at right tackle so that you can get Broderick Jones developing at left tackle.
Yes.
I'm with you 100%.
Like I think that they absolutely will play him at left and start him at left this coming game against the Lions. Well, I don't know how many series that everybody's going to get, but I mean – usually you have a preseason game, and you know now it's three, but you have this past preseason game. It's like, okay, we have everything settled. We get some kinks worked out, but they didn't get any kinks worked out, in my opinion, and your opinion as well, that you're going to have to play some guys in this last preseason game, and especially the offensive line, to get on the same page, because then you have a week to prepare, and then you start the season. And you don't know if your rookie right tackle is going to play or not, so you best well put Broderick at left and see how it looks.
You got to do it, because if If Faltano is healthy, then
that's the unit.
That's the unit.
Yeah.
And so what? He's going to start at left tackle after not having started at left tackle in a game and only having done it in practice? That's not good enough. It's not. I'm worried about this. People want to talk about quarterback, and of course it's quarterback. It's sexy. It's important. Broderick Jones playing like that is disastrous.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to do your best to get the most, it's only year two, out of a first-round friggin' pick that you traded up for. This screams, hey, Henry Davis, go play right field to me.
Yeah.
Now, it's different. You know, tackle's tackle, whereas catcher and right field are totally different, but Broderick was a project to begin with, and now you've got him learning a position that does not feel natural to him. It's just, it's idiotic. And even if Faltano is not healthy for game one, in short order, that is going to be your offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
So get Broderick at left in the game against the Lions. And look, I've heard every single press conference that Mike Tomlin has ever done. My read is those guys are going to play, and they might play a fair amount in the final game.
Yeah.
Because they need to.
Mm-hmm.
He said, and I'm paraphrasing here, that he basically called those guys out. We need to be able to pass protect. I just hope that it's not one of those slap them on the ass, say, you guys need to be better. No, how about you make the necessary positional changes to help get the unit better?
Yeah, I just been hearing so many good things out of practice. I'm wondering why that hasn't been translating. Well, I mean, I do know why. You're not going against, you know, good on good as much.
Rousseau's pretty good. He's pretty good, but still.
Nothing's really translating. That's what brings me back to the fact that these games have been so vanilla that the stuff they've been working on, even in practice, isn't even being called and worked on in the game.
I can buy that.
A little bit.
I can buy that. Gregory Rousseau's coming off the edge on a third
down.
You
gotta win. You just can't. That's different. That's just physicality. Like,
well, I would think maybe you'd chip him with a tight end or something.
Exactly.
Which they didn't do.
Exactly.
But, yeah, I mean, you're going to have to win your one-on-one matchups, or at the very least, hold your own. And he did not win the matchup, and he most assuredly did not hold his own at all. And that's what do you want Russ to do on that play? Get sacked in a way where you're not going to get hurt is what I would say. And now it's not just the play is below the line. Now your depth is significantly tested. So what you're hearing about Broderick, and I had not heard this reported. First play of seven shots, Broderick Jones hurts his elbow, right?
Mm-hmm.
Elbow?
Mm-hmm.
Hurts his elbow. We don't hear anything about it. Then he stinks in the game. Well, he's nursing something. If you're out there, you got to play. If you're out there, you got to play well. That's the NFL. You're starting. You're a guy. I don't care if you're banged up. If you're banged up, you're not injured to the point of not being able to play. Go out there and play at the requisite level. The standard, as Mike Tomlin would say, is the standard. But now Herbig's going to be out, so that's going to test your depth, and you don't have Faltano at this particular moment. So if you thought you had eight offensive linemen, now you got six. It's no good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.